Well, Christmas is really beautiful, but it isn't always easy. Let's go back to the first Christmas, if you will. When the angel Gabriel announced to Mary that she would be with child, and that this child would be a son, and that this son would be the son of the Most High, Gabriel asked of Mary only one thing. Do not be afraid. And the truth is, that is exactly what God asks of us. And uniquely, each one of us is part of the Christmas story. For as the angel Gabriel asked of Mary to not be afraid, God asks that of each one of us. In fact, do not be afraid is the most often repeated request from God in all the scripture. Do not be afraid. The caveat is God telling Mary in all of this, behold, I am the Lord your God who takes you by the hand and says, do not be afraid, I am helping you. Which originally comes from Isaiah and all throughout the scripture, that there's never a moment in our life where God hasn't been with us. And if we could take our fear and hand it over to God, if we could pray, Lord, help me to act only in response to love and trust and never fear and anger. And maybe that prayer seems impossible. Maybe fear has been part of our life for as long as we can remember, that somehow it has dominated not just our thinking, but the way we dream, the way we speak, the way we enter a room, that fear is always somewhere there. And maybe you can't remember a time where fear wasn't dominating your life. Maybe some of you, some of us, may feel it this evening. However, Gabriel tells Mary and tells us how and why we can let go of fear. It is spoken by the archangel Gabriel. It's remembered by Luke as he crafted his gospel. And maybe Luke wants us to know what he himself, Luke, needed to know. That nothing is impossible with God. Luke is a thoughtful, intelligent, and very careful writer. He's making decisions about what to say as he writes this book, and how to say it, and when to say it. So he begins by telling of the virgin birth of Jesus, that it all began with a teenage girl living up in the hill country of Galilee who had never been intimate with a man, and yet giving birth to a son who will go about setting the world to rights and setting people free and including all people and reminding everyone that every single person counts, that everyone is unique, that everyone is welcome, because nothing is impossible with God, and fear can be let go. Can you just imagine what it must have been like for Mary? But letting go of fear isn't easy, is it? To change how we think and feel. Dale Pauls, who is a marvelous historian, wonderful writer, wrote this. What if the church worldwide needs to be revisioned, thought about in new ways, spiritual ways, life life-changing ways, restructured, reformed, restored, renewed, and revived. It can be done because of what Gabriel reminds all of us of, and that is that nothing is impossible with God. And that when Jesus came into the world, and as he began to grow, and as he lived and talked with people, and welcomed people who were never welcomed in any place, and elevated them to the highest place, that Jesus all along was showing what God intended in the very beginning when he said, "In the beginning, God created." And have we possibly stopped that creation by limiting what God never wanted limited, but that everyone would be welcomed and that fear does not have to dominate thinking, and those things that we never believed possible can be. All of that is found at the beginning in the manger. If fear is your nightmare and it lives and breathes inside you and you need recovery, release from its grip, and individually, personally, you deep down crave a restructured, reformed, renewed life. It can be done because the very God who reminds us that he will never leave you or never forsake you is all about doing what seems absolutely impossible. Think of it. A young girl, 14, 15 years old, minding her own business, and all of a sudden being wowed by an archangel of God saying something to her, and she's trying to figure out who he is to begin with and what he's saying, and what he's saying doesn't make any sense because I'm sure she's terrified. And so he says, "Oh, don't be afraid." And then he gives this announcement that you have found favor in the eyes of God, and that you will be with child. And I'm not sure that it's found in Luke, but I'm thinking Mary might say, "You asked me not to be afraid, and you're telling me that?" In the culture that we live in? Yeah. So right out of the blocks in this gospel, this story that we sometimes see on television or even in our Sunday school stories or even sometimes in our preaching, that it's a sweet, lovely, romantic, beautiful story in which Christ comes, is full of that which is seemingly impossible and absolutely terrifying with fear. So right out of the blocks, Luke tells us, if we're going to grasp Christmas, the birth of Christ, and if we're going to embody and embrace Christ Jesus as our Lord, God, Savior, guide, confidant, and friend, what we must know deep in our bones is not to be afraid. That nothing is impossible with God. That there is no challenge that we cannot face, no darkness that we cannot confront, that there is no shame that you cannot rise above. We can say goodbye to fear by naming it and then giving it to the one who reminds us that he loves us and that he gives us his perfect love, and that perfect love drives fear away because nothing is impossible with God. Many years ago, I chuckle when I say this, back in 1971, which seems like yesterday, but many years ago, back in 1971, the Christian poet Anne Kimmel wrote these words. I thought they were wonderful. She says, "I love the word impossible. It's like joy after sorrow. People being friends after not. Rainbows after drenching rain, a wound healed, Sunsets on quiet evenings after hot, noisy days. Oh, I love the word impossible. I love the word impossible. Injured limbs learning to grow strong and useful again. Forgiveness after wrong. New love made babies. Birds learning to fly and then owning the sky. Bitterness turning to mellowness. Fresh, genuine hope that at one time we had abandoned. People finding each other at the right moments in unexpected, obscure places for God-ordained reasons. Oh, I love the word impossible. I love that word impossible because God believes in adventure. He's not boring. And he believes in extraordinary views from mountains. And he dares to be alive today in this world, even though it crawls with terrible situations. Oh, I love the word impossible. He promises to be bigger than any impossibility because he is love. And love always finds a way through. Love isn't afraid. It builds bridges, not walls. It never gives up. It always hangs on. Love waits with stubborn, strong hope, sometimes even for years. Oh, I love the word impossible. Impossible means that I, you, an ordinary person, can be something significant in an enormous, hurting world. That I can be love where I live. And that is Christ, bringing love into every situation. And he really does make all the difference. And Mary experienced all of this. And she chose not to be afraid because she believed nothing is impossible with God. So this evening, I think we all stand in need of a peace that the world cannot give, but a peace Jesus promised and is giving us at this very moment. And at Christmas, we choose to believe these words. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. A Savior has been born to you. Christ. Amen. We're going to sing a few more hymns.